Previous studies have shown that the amount of atmospheric carbon absorbed by the ocean varies from year to year. Scientists have also found often contradictory results depending on where and when they looked. But in the journal Nature Geoscience, lead author, Oceanic Sciences Professor Galen McKinley at the University of Wisconsin, tells a much different story by extending the data analysis over time.
So as we look over that long period of data from 1981 to 2009, in the kind of middle latitudes of the North Atlantic between sort of south of the Gulf Stream and north of the equator, there we see that the warming that's being driven by climate change is actually causing the carbon sink to be less efficient.
A warm ocean, she explains, cannot absorb and hold as much carbon as cooler waters. Short-term climate variability had masked the decades-long pattern of carbon uptake, the authors observed.
And so we're starting to see a distinguishable signal whereby that warming of the ocean, which is driven by climate change, is making carbon less soluble, essentially, in the ocean, and is reducing the magnitude of that sink. And therefore, we warm the planet more.
How likely is what you see in the North Atlantic common to other ocean environments?
A reasonable hypothesis that we are now testing is that at least in the sort of middle latitude regions, that they would be behaving similarly.
McKinley says her work suggests that the ocean's capacity to mitigate climate change may be waning.
And this is a reason why we should be thinking even more about how we might reduce the amount of carbon going into the atmosphere, because as these sinks become less efficient, the rate of climate warming will become faster, and therefore the impacts on our civilization and our way of life will be even greater.
McKinley says it's critically important that policymakers understand this trend so that they are able to make the kinds of decisions that can lessen the impact of climate change. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.